Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Don't forget, you can find these videos under the video tab of my Inside Out Style blog Facebook page, and of course also on the blog insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, because otherwise I've got nothing to talk about. So first question today comes from Cynthia, who says, can a person's skin color be used to create color or value contrast? The answer is yes, particularly in summer where we see more skin. So if you have a dark overall value but a light skin, so you've got a dark hair, fair skin, if you wear short sleeve or sleeveless tops, things like that, that skin and a dark top, that skin will create the light dark contrast that you need without having to add anything else. But in winter, if you've got long sleeves, it does not work as well to create the contrast. So it really works better in summer than winter, because we're seeing more of the skin rather than the skin being a small amount. As far as color contrast goes, if you have, say, a higher color contrast and you wear something more opposite to your skin color, so if you've got a peachy colored skin, for example, more orange peach, then wearing something that is opposite, so your blues or purples or things that are more opposite on the color wheel, are going to create more of a contrast for you there as well. So thinking about, you know, wearing more different colors to the color of your skin. If you've got yellow skin, violet, you know, peachy skin, go with the blues. If you've got more pink skin, go for the greens. That's going to create color contrast without having to add too many other colors. So yes, you can create color and value contrast using your skin, but you need to think about what you're putting with it. And you need to think about, it works much better in summer than winter. So today I'm just wearing, you know, a long sleeve shirt. So you're not seeing too much of a skin, just my hands and my face and neck. So it's probably not enough to create that color contrast that you might otherwise want to. The other really easy way to do it is always think about wearing a pattern that has multicolors or has the right contrast in it. Then you only need one garment and you don't have to spend too much time thinking about it. They can just be really good things to have, or even finding like a favorite scarf or a great necklace or something that creates some color or value contrast for you. So the rest of this question is, if I wore a solid mid-value color, so something a bit like this, which is a solid mid-value color, without anything else, would I meet my contrast level? Provided we have the arms showing. So we want to be more sleeveless or very short sleeved, and maybe possibly even a bit more neckline could make it work for you. There we go, Cynthia. Next question comes from Silky, who says, any tips on planning a color scheme for a wardrobe capsule? Absolutely. So when we're thinking about wardrobe capsules, the easiest way to plan a capsule is to look at your, say, best neutral suit. So pick two neutrals. So they could be, you know, something that relates to your hair color and something that relates to your skin color. Or it could be an eye enhancing color that you wear as a neutral. So for me, it could be navy blue, or a denim blue. For if you had brown eyes, it could be in a brown. Or sometimes it can be a really dark burgundy sort of color. Or a cognac, something like that. If you have warm colouring, kind of, you could go a cognac, or if you've got more of a brownie, light camely eyes, you could go for one of your neutrals being a tan. So you could look at your hair and your eye colour to create your neutrals, to think about your neutrals. So I often will pick, and then look at your value contrast. So use your neutrals to create your value contrast easily. So, or look at, or your ideal value as well. So you can look at those two things, either go have my neutrals in my ideal value, or have my neutrals to create my right idea, my right value contrast. I find it's much easier to create value contrast using neutrals than using colors together. It's often better when we're mixing colors to mix colors of similar value, so similar lightness, darkness, and then use your neutral to create that value contrast. Then what I do when I'm picking my colours, I might pick three colours that work together. So that might be based on my colour contrast. So if I was analogous, I'd pick three colours next to each other on the colour wheel. So it could be, for me, it might be green, teal and blue. It could be, I could start at teal, go blue and then go a violet, blue, violet. You know, there we go, I'm going around the colour wheel. If you're warmer, it could be red, orange, yellow. It could be, you know, kind of yellow, green, teal or turquoise sort of thing, depending on where you are. So that was if you're analogous. If I was triadic, I might think about my colours being, you know, blue, red, and yellow, though they could be violet and purple, you know, depending on how many colours in the triad. If I'm complementary, I might think about using more complementary colours as the basis of my colour scheme. Then I'd also look at what are my signature colours. So I always think if you're building a capsule, build it around your best colours. So what are my signature colours? This is why I might look at what is, say, a lip enhancer, a skin enhancer. I might want some pinks and reds in my capsule. Or I might want, for me, I want some blues because I have blue eyes, and teals because my eyes are kind of in that bluey and they go teal very easily. So I would think about eye enhancers, skin enhancers, lip enhancers, hair enhancers. And then if, say, I was monochromatic, so say I'm, you know, shades of brown and beige, I might think about what's opposite on the color wheel. Well, I might have a skin enhancer that's a burgundy, and what's opposite my browns could be some blue. So it could be burgundy and blue are the colors I choose in my capsule. So really do think back to what your best colors are. And also you're looking for colors that work together. So when you mix some of your things together, that they go really easily. So here I've got, you know, this necklace in itself has got two parts of a triad. It's got a teal and a red violet. So they work together really easily. So I could actually build a capsule around that. And one of the other ways to build that capsule is get a favorite scarf, or if you've got a pattern garment that you really love, use the colors in that as the basis of your wardrobe capsule. So if you go, you know, I really love this thing and I love how those colors work together, then start repeating those colors in some solid garments, in some maybe other pattern garments, so that they all work together. That really makes it the easiest way to create a capsule that works easily. So having a couple of neutrals, you know, and maybe even three neutrals, and then say three to four maximum colors at one time in one capsule without getting too everywhere. But you can use a pattern garment, you can use a favorite scarf that's got a pattern also in it, and pick those colors out to create that wardrobe capsule. So there you go, that's a few little tips to help you if you're thinking about buying a capsule, or if you're just replacing your wardrobe. I often think that a capsule's not for everybody. It works great if you're traveling. Who's doing that these days? It works great if you are like in a, for some reason or other, have a transitionary wardrobe. So like when you're pregnant, all wardrobes, generally when we're pregnant, are capsules, because we don't want to buy lots of clothes. They're only going to wear for a short amount of time. Or if we're transitioning weight, we might go for a capsule because we know that we're going to be replacing things soon. Or if we're rebuilding, it's the best place to start if you're rebuilding a wardrobe because of any reason, either just everything's got really old and it's old and worn out, you need to replace. Or it's, you know, body shape changes, all those sorts of things, or lifestyle changes. These are all things that mean that we need to, you know, kind of rebuild wardrobes. So starting with a capsule is a really great place because you'll get a lot more bang for your buck. You'll find that you have more variety, more ways of wearing what you have with less pieces. So it's a really good way if you are rebuilding your wardrobe is to think about going for a wardrobe capsule. But then over time, particularly as you rebuild, you might have multiple capsules for different aspects of your life. So you might have, you know, a social life capsule, an at-home capsule, a work capsule, all those sorts of things. And you might even have multiple work capsules where you have them built around maybe some different neutrals. As I might have a, you know, a capsule built around kind of a light and dark grey might be my neutrals with some colours. And then I might have one that's built around some navy and denim or something like that. So some different, you know, different neutrals might then give me some different capsules as well. Our last question for today comes from Holly, who says, I've got a dramatic personality and I love striking colours. And in the past, I've always worn those brighter colours, but now my colouring is more soft and muted, more lower contrast. Is there any way to express the inner me in spite of having this softer palette? So how do you blend what physically suits you with your personality? And that is one of those things that can be difficult. Whether it is I've got a dramatic personality and I live in a relaxed environment, to I've got a dramatic personality and my colouring is soft. So all these things, it's one of the hardest things to do is when the some reason or other that what suits you or suits the environment does not necessarily feel really authentic to you style-wise. So how do I add drama to my outfits while still being physically flattering and working? So I would think about things like upping the contrast. So you don't have to up it too much, but remember if we put in, if you were looking at value contrast, if we put in those set of stairs, so we have, you know, a light with a medium, dark with a dark, I can have that light and dark, which gives that feeling of more contrast without it overwhelming my medium value contrast. So I'm not overdoing the contrast. So instead of doing a black and white Dalmatian or a black and white zebra pattern, I can have a much more nuanced, it goes black and light gray, medium gray, dark gray and white, you know, have the whole gamut there, but there's more steps in between. I could think about, so that's kind of, it reduces the feeling of the value contrast, but still gives you more drama than just a light gray and medium gray, which might be feeling a bit dull for you. You could think about upping the colour contrast. So particularly when we have a more muted palette, it's not the same thing as when we've got a bright palette, that when we put two like complementary colours together or different colours together, it really pops. It's a much more subtle way. So if you've got, you know, not as high a colour contrast, but a muted palette, you can actually up the colour contrast very easily without the colours looking like they're overwhelming you. So I would be upping your colour contrast. So go more complementary across the colour wheel or to the triads, upping that colour contrast. Look for patterns that have more colour contrast in them. Or look for larger scale patterns. Scale is one of those other elements of design and what we look at, that when we up the scale, it adds drama. So it could be a larger scale pattern. It could be that there's some dramatic detail in the garment. It's a big collar, it's a large cuff, something like that. These kind of upscaled elements also add drama. It could be a large necklace, big brooch, you know, any sort of statement piece can also add that drama. And even things like long and flowing can add a bit of drama when it's like that, a long kimono rather than just a short cardigan or something. Something where there's more volume to the fabric also adds drama. So I would be thinking about, and then, you know, these sorts of things, also more sheen. Sheen and shine add more drama to an outfit than being matte. You know, largely textured. So all these things, the more we go a little bit over the top, bigger, bolder in some way, it doesn't have to be in the colour. It can be in the design, it can be in the texture, it can be in the contrast. All these things allow you to add a bit more drama, but without it necessarily being, you know, something that is too over the top, in the that might feel uncomfortable. And it's the same thing if you're, say, in your location where you think, well, I've got a dramatic personality, but I live in a seaside coastal town and everybody's dressing in shorts and t-shirts. So how do I, you know, add that drama in? And like, so I think about, you know, Jill Chivers is a great example of this. She is very dramatic in her personality, her dressing, but she does it in leopard print. So the print she wears, a leopard print is a more dramatic print. Animal prints are always a bit more dramatic. She also does it in color. She wears, you know, wears some color. She wears large scale bead necklaces with her t-shirts and shorts. She wears long kimonos, floating, flowing. So as she moves, there's a bit of drama around that. All these things add that bit of drama in that will help you feel like you, that you're still you, even though you're fitting into either your location or your colouring. So there we go. Hopefully that helps. And if I've been talking about colour contrast and you're thinking, what on earth is she on about? This is something that I talk a lot about on my blog, An Ideal Value, all these sorts of concepts that you can check out at insideoutstyleblog.com. Just put the words colour contrast, value contrast in the search bar. You will find lots of posts talking about them. And if you are thinking, you know, I'd really love to know what my colours are so that I can build a capsule wardrobe, so I can put things together really easily, because having your palette really helps you to to refine down what works for you. And also the colours naturally work together really well. So you don't have to be some sort of master at mixing colours. So you can get that as part of my 7 Steps to Style program as well, along with things like the body shape, the proportions, the personality, understanding what dramatic personality means and what your personality is and how you can express that through your clothes. Because of course, when we're dressing to be us, that the outer matches the inner, we really feel the best that we're ever going to feel. So I always think it's really important to be understanding who you are. I know for me, it was like when I learned this was like all the light bulbs went on. And I remember thinking, oh my God, no wonder I can't wear sneakers unless I'm actually jogging. No wonder those clothes that look great on my friends just don't work for me because it doesn't suit my personality. And it was the most revealing aspect of style for me, I think, that I ever had. You know, the body shape stuff was great and it explained why some things didn't work for me. But the personality element for me was the biggest aha I've ever had. So if you'd really like to understand more about that, that is all in my 7 Steps to Style program. So you can find it over at insideoutstyleblog.com and then /7 Steps to Style, just put a little hyphen between each of the words. And I would love you to send me your questions as well, Imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will be coming back to answer them again in another session. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.